first immigration that we know of to America was actually from the Commune de Gourin, from Rodolec. In the 1900s, the immigration started then at that time. And a statue was given to the association, Bretagne Transamérica. It was a gift from Air France. So it was installed here in 1985, but it was, in English, I would say a résine. It's the type of statue that you cannot leave outside. It was really, since 1885, every winter we had to put it away in a warm place and take it back in the summer. So therefore, we decided there was time to have a real new statue.
Could we just go back a little bit? What I'm interested in, is why so many people from Brittany went to America in the 50s and 60s.
As I said before, mm-hmm. it started in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. Once you have somebody there, it's easier to go once you know somebody. And this is from central Brittany, not necessarily all from Gourin, but from the area, all central Brittany. You have to be sponsored by somebody, a family or a friend. So it was easier to go from here because we already had an agent around who did all the necessary paperwork to help you immigrate to America and Canada, of course. So it was basically why the statue came to Gourin, because the association was in Gourin.
Did they find it hard to get an occupation there, to get employment?
Oh, no. Don't forget, after the Second World War, America needed people to work. They would take immigration from every country they could. So the Breton was easier, they found jobs right away. I immigrated in 1984 and I had a job the next day, but I already had my uncle there, so it was easier to find jobs to start with. But the Bretons never really went without work over there. They were good, courageous people who worked hard, basically in the restaurant business at the time. And it continued that way until the immigration stopped basically in 1985, in the late 70s. Brittany was poor. Central Brittany was poor. Basically, it was agriculture on the seashore, and we didn't have many industries in the area. So going to America, believe me, it was easier to go to America or Canada than going to Paris, because they were sure they would find a job. And don't forget, they didn't speak English, but basically a lot of them learned it very quickly. Like I did in 1 year, I spoke English. Currently, no, but I mean, I was able to communicate very easily, like many people like me.
So how long did you stay there then?
Well, I altogether probably did 40 years of my life back and forth, 40 Six. Years. I came back to take care of my little old daddy, who was getting so I discovered a new Brittany, a new country. It was modern, and I've been in Gourin for the last 30 years.
And are you enjoying life here?
Oh, I love it. I wouldn't go anywhere else. I mean, Brittany, to me, is like God-sent country.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, it's my pleasure.